Federal employees might be happier with their work these days, but they're still meh when it comes to their bosses, judging from the most recent government-wide employee viewpoint survey. The Office of Personnel Management says its latest government-wide tools, though, can help. OPM Deputy Associate Director Steve Shee tells Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp about its new training frameworks.
We have two overarching goals with respect to this product. The first one is to provide a blueprint for all agencies, all current leaders and aspiring leaders to be able to use in charting out a path to developing their leadership competencies. The other overarching goal here is that we know development is a key to increasing engagement of employees, ensuring that they have a path for succession and advancement, which is very important to ensuring that we're able to recruit and retain top talent.
So a blueprint for agencies to develop leaders and future leaders, as well as for those aspiring leaders to know this is the path ahead of me if I choose to go down it.
Right now, individual agencies have the authority to determine the training programs that they provide to their personnel. Consequently, different agencies with different budgets and different preferences and cultures take different paths in terms of developing their employees. Sometimes these paths are not as strategic as would be ideal. They are sometimes a function of training that might be available, that might be indicated by any individual employee, and that may be a function of the budget that's available for training and development in any particular agency. The new products that OPM is issuing is providing a government-wide, holistic, and strategic approach to intentionally charting out a path for leadership development, starting with your aspiring supervisors, with training focused more on line staff level management, project management, management of the performance of tasks and tactical activities, moving on to the managers who are much more focused on program management, leadership of larger organizations, and then culminating at the executive level where the executives are applying strategic leadership, executive level skills in managing complex organizations and building coalitions and using influencing and negotiating skills applicable to large enterprises.
What has been the consequence of each agency sort of taking their own managers and future leaders and putting them through their own rope, so to speak?
Well, agencies should have the discretion to determine the best training programs for their employees. Agencies are in the best position to understand their specific needs, to have the technical expertise to identify the types of technical training that's necessary for their employees. And they're in the best position to know what's possible given their budget, their operational needs, and their strategic missions. That makes perfect sense. What we have here is also an opportunity for OPM at the enterprise level to provide a government-wide framework that provides consistency and a government-wide high-quality approach that can serve as a guide for all agencies and employees who are interested in leadership to be able to plan and then follow through on the type of leadership training that will help them advance from the first line supervisor all the way up to the executive level.
Why is it important for there to be consistency in these training programs across agencies?
The consistency is important to ensure that we're providing high level training and development to all of our federal employees. And again, by doing this at an enterprise level, we can also leverage cost savings, economies of scale, efficiencies, and be able to share resources and solutions.
OPM, along with the Chief Learning Officers Council, have developed these frameworks, and they list certain competencies that leaders, whether they're team leaders or senior leaders, should have. Things like integrity and honesty and public service motivation and a willingness to continually learn. Can these qualities actually be taught?
Leadership is innate to a certain extent. but it can be cultivated and enhanced and improved significantly through learning. And the key to that effective learning is to identify the individual need and then to be able to gear developmental solutions that help that individual with their specific individual needs.
Can you just pull one example, any example from the new frameworks to show me, sort of walk me through the steps of how to develop or bring that out in an aspiring manager?
All right. So the new development framework and guidance is anchored in the OPM's executive core qualifications. They are leading change, leading people, results-driven, business acumen, building coalitions. And then within each of these executive core qualifications, their underlying competencies, such as the ones that you mentioned, and also fundamental competencies as well. So what our developmental framework and guidance do is provide a blueprint and a tool for agencies to use in assessing individuals' strengths and weaknesses in all of these leadership competencies that I outlined. And then with that needs identification, our product then provides research, information, resources, and possible training solutions to being able to improve and shore up any leadership gaps in any of those competencies. So the way this would work as a practical matter is in a federal agency, a supervisor would sit down with their employee at the beginning of the year, and they would have a discussion about the employee's leadership interests and needs. There could be assessment tools that are used, including 360 assessments, other types of measurement instruments that would provide information to the employee and to the supervisor about the strengths in the employee's leadership competencies and any gaps that could be improved. This discussion would be captured in an annual individual development plan, and that plan would then form the basis for charting out a developmental path to help the employee improve in their leadership competencies. Agencies could then use OPM's framework and guidance by finding information, research, and resources that would be applicable to, again, measuring those individual needs and then identifying solutions that would be cost-effective to improving the employee's leadership skills. The other thing our framework and guidance provide is we've developed a logic model that enables agencies to actually evaluate the effectiveness of their learning and development programs. So this is a great tool because what this tool does is it enables agencies to be able to look at the actual dollars that they've invested for training, including in individual programs or even in individual employees, and then be able to assess both progress in learning by that individual as well as organizational results and outcomes, and then correlate that against the training investment in dollars to be able to determine a return on investment. And by being able to measure the return on investment, that further bolsters the business case for training and development, which then enhances the argument that agencies should be spending money investing in their employees.